Hi there, I'm Julie. When I was 16 years old, my dad installed a spy camera in my room. I was a bit of a troubled youth growing up, but I enjoyed sneaking out of my room on weekends to drive into the big city with my friends in order to go dancing. I loved salsa dancing specifically, and the nightlife scene was my thing, even though I was so young. With that being said, I went to sneak out my first floor window one summer night after putting on a slinky red dress and my eyes sparkling with glitter eyeshadow. It was salsa night at the city club. I heard my doorknob jiggle, and me, being halfway out of the window, I didn't know what to do. My dad opened the door fully, and I squeezed out the window. I heard him yell out at me, "Julie, get back here!" And I looked back to see his face red and hot with anger. But I didn't care. I was going to dance my heart out tonight. I'd waited all week for this. At the club, my best friend and dance partner, Rachel, met me. I told her everything, as I worried about whether I would be able to come next week or if I would be grounded. She looked at me tearfully and said, "But Julie, we have the competition here next week. The grand prize is enough to pay for college tuition." I had completely forgotten about that. "Oh no, we both needed that money." After practicing our dance tonight, I went back home to see my dad, oddly calm in the living room. "Look, Dad, I'm sorry, but you don't understand," I began to say, but then he cut me off. "Save it, Julie. I don't have to hear it. Just go to bed." And so, off I went while he stayed in the living room. Eventually, dance competition day came, and I got dressed up, about to go out the window, and my dad burst in with his phone in hand, and I saw myself on the screen. "Where do you think you're going, young lady?" he questioned me. "Dad, I have to go. I have a dance competition tonight. That's where I've been sneaking off to," I pleaded, while beginning to get upset that I would miss this important night. Then a thought popped into my head. How did he know I was just about to leave? And I was on his phone. Was he spying on me? He smirked and then said, "It doesn't matter. You're not going anywhere." "Dad!" I yelled, and then continued, "Where is the stupid camera?" Then I looked at the outside of the window. A lock had been placed on it. It was useless. At this point, I was going to miss the dance competition. So I texted Rachel to apologize, and we had a forfeit since I wasn't there. My dad didn't understand nor care. So I went to bed that night sick to my stomach after missing one of the most important events of my life due to my dad's spyware. Still, to this day, I haven't found out where the camera is, but it doesn't matter anymore. I'm 18 now and will hopefully be leaving this controlling home soon. What's your story? True Tales wants to hear it. If you also have any such moment, you can share it in the comment section below. Hit the like button if you like my story. Subscribe to this channel to watch more such videos and press the bell icon for more updates.
Hi, my name is Alvin. A year ago, my wife delivered a baby boy, and immediately, I left her. My wife seemed to be exquisite to me earlier. During her pregnancy, she gained a lot of weight, but I ignored it, thinking that after delivering a baby, she will be normal. But even after 6 months, she was overweight. She had stretch marks on her stomach and a gray hair on her head. She was wearing tasteless and old clothes. So one day I told her straight away, "You stop being attractive to me. I don't want to live with someone like you anymore." I left my wife and son behind and started living alone. A month after, I started dating a young and attractive woman named Juliet. I spent most of the time with her. I went on a tour to different places along with her. I started spending a lot of money on her because I liked her very much. I loved fulfilling all her wishes and demands. I even gave her my credit and debit cards, digital banking ID, and passwords. Everything was going very smooth. After a month or two, I started getting huge EMI. Half of my earned income was spent on paying bills, and a half on Juliet's unnecessary demands. And for my livelihood, I broke all my savings. Soon after, the organization where I was working had a downfall, so the number of staff were removed. Unfortunately, I was one of them. I was disheartened and went to Juliet immediately. I was helpless and ran out of money, but during such a bad phase, she just left me alone. "I don't want to live with someone like you anymore," she said. I was feeling isolated, which made me call my ex-wife. Her housemaid received the call and informed me that my son is sick and admitted to the hospital, and my wife is along with him. In a rush to reach the hospital, she has forgotten her mobile phone at home. Listening to it, I immediately went to the hospital. When I saw my ex-wife, I realized why she seemed neglected to me. Gray hair from worrying about the whole family. Stretch marks result from our first son being born. She gained weight because she was busy keeping the house healthy. She had no time for herself. She committed herself fully to the family. We have always been a top priority for her. I started visiting our son in the hospital every day. I felt regretful for betraying my family. How marvelous it is to have a family. I wanted to fix everything. I waited for a month until my son got well. Then I asked my ex-wife to meet me in the park. When we met, I was surprised to see her as she had turned into a real beauty. Though she has always been a real beauty, I never noticed it. I realized that I still love her and wanted her back in my life desperately. I was happy and excited to get her back in my life. I apologized and convinced her to come back, but I was late. She had another man in her life. She deserves to have a great man who will always keep her and my son happy. I regret very much for leaving my family when they needed me. If you also have such experiences in the past, you can share it in the comments section below. Hit the like button if you like my story. Subscribe to this channel to watch more such videos, and press the bell icon for more updates.
Hello there, I'm Allie and I'm 15 years old. My parents have never made me feel loved as they love my younger sister more than me. They're always comparing me to my baby sister, who is the star of our family. My baby sister is a 12-year-old gymnast who has won many awards for her athletic ability, and she's a straight-A student. Meanwhile, I'm a bit of a chunky girl who doesn't do sports nor excels in school. They are constantly screaming at me mean things like, "Why can't you be more like your sister?" or "You're worthless and lazy." They will mutter these wrongdoing at me, and it beats down my self-esteem. I'm so low right now that I don't even want to live anymore. They told me that my sister was their favorite, and I would never amount to anything. Later that day, I went into my room and sobbed for hours. I hold some resentment towards my sister for being so perfect in their eyes. She's everything a parent could want in a daughter. I enjoy singing and writing music alone in my room most of the time. One day, my dad had heard me playing one of my own songs, and immediately shut my dreams of ever being a star down. He opened my door slowly and said, "I hope you don't think that sounds good because you and should just let that hobby go since you're no good." It crushed me. I felt like there was an even heavier weight on my shoulders and a panging hurt within my heart. These people weren't my parents. Parents could never treat their child so cruelly as opposed to the other one. Even my sister knows she's their beloved. She uses it to pin them against me as well. If we ever were playing together in the house and she broke something, she would blame it on me. My parents never once believed me over her. It hurt to know that even though I was innocent, I would suffer the consequences of getting paddled with a wooden spoon, or even locked in my room being grounded, trapped in the house. I hope to one day leave them, but for now, I'm stuck like a mouse in a glue trap. I will escape. I tell myself that because it gives me some light when all my parents deliver to me is a dark, painful, and loveless life. What's your story? True Tales wants to hear it. If you also have any such moment, you can share it in the comment section below. Hit the like button if you liked my story. Subscribe to this channel to watch some more videos, and press the bell icon for more updates.
Hey y'all, my name is Sarah, and I am 27 years old. I work as a business analyst in an IT company. At the company's annual conference, I got introduced to Godwin. Yes, I was fascinated by him, but I didn't think about it because he lived in another city, and a long-distance relationship was something that has never worked out for me. Just a few months later, we met again, and this time, we were both selected for the same project and would work in my office for 3 weeks. We both were good at work, and our bonding was going great. We both had an exciting time working together on the same project. After a few days, even before I opened my laptop, he was at my desk. It was then that I first felt that he too was attracted to me. Then we started having coffee together and also went to dinner after work. Not too long enough, we had gotten infatuated towards each other. We went for a road trip on the weekend, and that's when we got physically attracted. We both ended up falling in love with each other, and we formally started dating one another. My life seemed to be delighted because I had the perfect job and amazing new boyfriend. Even though I knew that he would soon leave for his hometown, but somehow I was convinced we could sustain a long-distance relationship very well. And then, a few days before he was scheduled to fly out, he revealed his biggest truth that he had hidden until now. I became aware that he has been married for 2 years. Although Godwin wasn't happy in his marriage, I was left wrecked and felt completely cheated. How could he hide such a big thing away from me? He being married made me crazy, and I had to end everything with him. His project came to an end, and he returned to his hometown. I went back to my usual pattern of working day and night, putting in all my focus on work, as I tried hard to forget all the wonderful moments shared with him. A few days later, he called me. I didn't want to speak to him, but the moment I heard his voice, I could tell he was very drunk. So I didn't disconnect the call.
He told me why he hadn't mentioned his marital status.
He thought I wouldn't be interested in him if I knew he was married. I have to admit, that was the truth. Honestly, I didn't want to start anything new again with him. He was married. He was another woman's husband, and I was just the other woman. Still, I somehow found a reason to give our relationship another chance. He told me that soon he will give divorce to his wife, and I believed him. I was skeptical, and there are examples of men who have lied about leaving their wives and never did, but I was blinded by my feelings for him. And my love for him was infinite, and I couldn't stop myself going towards him. Now the extramarital affair started. He would lie to his wife about work trips and visit me, and every time he would visit, it was such a special moment. I would never fail to ask him the question of when he would leave his wife. But all he did was to make excuses upon excuses. I didn't want our relationship to be hidden. I hadn't introduced him to my friends or family, and that bothered me so much. Things went on the same way for a year. He kept on with lying to his wife, just come to see and meet me occasionally. Gradually, I started getting used to the habit of staying without him, that when he wasn't around, I would be busy working. It got to the extent that I had almost forgotten that I was in an extramarital relationship with someone. Then, after a few months, I started feeling that it doesn't bother me so much if Godwin is not around. Even when I call him someday, he remains busy and never answers my call. Most of the time, I really needed someone very close to me. He wasn't there at such times. That was the time I met Alan. He had just joined the company where I was working and was interested in me. He wasn't married, so no sooner I started liking him and we started dating. I thought, if he could have a wife, why couldn't I have another boyfriend without telling him?
Days passed on and my relationship with Alan was going very smooth. Godwin existence or in existence didn't bother me so much because I knew what I wanted. I dumped Godwin and decided to spend my entire life with Alan.